All right. Hey, everyone. This is Yannick Silver, and welcome to another Maverick Business Insider interview. I have with me another Maverick 1000 member. This is John Carter, straight out of, I don't know where you are today, Austin?
I'm in Austin, yes.
All right. And John's got a great story. John and his partner, Hubert, have a
That's business partner.
His partner, you can make it out to whatever you want it to be. have a great company called Trade the Market.
Trade the Markets, plural.
Okay, and they've they're part of our mastermind group, part of Maverick. They've done a lot of interesting stuff in the investing world, and I'll let John give his background, but taking really what was a great best-selling book, and then taking that where most people are happy with the best-selling book, but they don't really make any money on the book. John and Hubert have figured out a way to really turn the internet into a very nice profitable venture for themselves. They're actually, speakers at Underground 1 year, and you guys, I think you won Underground Speaker of the Year, Underground Market of the Year. And,
what year was that? That was it? Time flies when you're having fun.
2006 or seven?
Seven or eight, or I don't know, but yeah, no, you always have such a good group of folks there. It was an honor to win that. It was an amazing group there.
Yeah, I mean, talking about what you guys have done with the membership site, and you guys really laid it all on the line. So, hopefully we'll get a little bit of that today, and then some of your other philosophies on our other aspects. So John, fill in a couple blanks for us on your background, maybe.
Sure. I started off in essentially in corporate America, but growing up, this is the real short version. I mean, growing up, I always was a little entrepreneurial. I bred in elementary school, in my freshman year in high school, I bred rare albino boa constrictors and got the eggs. Yeah, I know it. And was able to sell the hatched eggs for like $1,000 a piece. And I had this whole business going to my room, and my mom was freaking out. And then I think about the time I hit 16, I realized that girls really didn't find that too attractive, and I kind of started liquidating my liquidating my business at that point. But it was an interesting kind of a venture into entrepreneurialism in terms of there's having a niche product, because there are people out there who love reptiles, they love these exotic things, they've got them in their homes, and it's a small niche for sure, and I could, place just this little ad in this kind of a, magazine, and people would, I'd ship snakes. I'd go to the airport with my dad, and we'd pick up snakes and ship snakes, and it was pretty interesting, and I got bit a lot, and, but it was fun, and it taught a lot of, it taught a lot of stuff.
And how old were you then?
I did that from when I was about 10 or 11 to about 15 or so.
Okay.
And I'm not totally sure how I got into it. I'd spent a summer working at a herpetology department in a museum, and just kind of like was like, oh, this is cool. And yeah, I literally had about 40 or 50 snakes in my bedroom in different cages and stuff like that. And it was, thinking back on it, it's a little freaky, but I had a zoo at my house, and friends would come over, and it's like, oh my god, that's awesome.
that's awesome. All right, so that was your first entrepreneurialism, and then what happened in the later years, I guess.
Well, okay, so from there, when I was about a senior in high school, I got interested in the stock market and in trading. My dad was a broker and a stockbroker, and he kind of started showing me things about options trading. And so long story short on that is I got really interested in it. I was never interested in being a broker. So through college, I was trying to figure out how to make money in the stock market, and I would, make a lot. I had this little pattern of where I had like $10,000, and over the course of a year I could build it up to like $80,000, $90,000, or $100,000, and then I'd lose it all. And then I would try it again, and I'd make $80,000, or $90,000, $100,000 again over the course of like a year or two trading options, and then lose it all, and it was just kind of, it was a little frustrating. And this was through college, and going into, after college I worked as a financial analyst, and just kind of, I analyzed retail companies, and my main goal is just to have a job where I could continue to trade. So after about 6-7 years of that, I got to the point where I was getting consistent making money in the market. And that was the thing, is in trading, anybody can make money. It's, can you make it consistently, and can you do it and not blow up your account? And that's a lot of times people will get into a market and say, wow, the last 3 months have been great, and I've made all this money. And then if the market turns and they're not ready for it, they lose it all. And what happened is I was sitting there one day, and I subscribed to some newsletters, and this was, gosh, I think in 1996 or 1997, and on the internet, and, you know, and of course, back in those days, the internet was a lot different than it is today. But at one point, I realized that the picks and the information that I was getting on the newsletters, I could do that. And I was sitting there going, this is something that I could do, and it just kind of hit me. And at that point, I'd actually left my work. I had quit working just to trade full-time, and I'd been trading for about 2 years. And it was a little boring, to be honest. I mean, you're sitting in an office by yourself, and you know, you kind of want human contact. And started looking at this website subscription business. And so I found, you know, I found a guy who could build a website, and it was, you know, it was like the simplest website you could think of, the equivalent of, you know, like a WordPress site with a MemberWing plugin or something like that, and it cost me like $30,000. And so just started kind of, you know, posting on Yahoo boards and stuff like that and started getting subscribers, and pretty soon the site was doing a couple $100,000 a year in revenue.
But you were giving away free info, and then there was a paid aspect too.
Yeah, well, at that point when I first started, it was just a paid subscription. And so then what happened from there, and so kind of jumping ahead, I kind of partnered up with this other company. It went really bad and broke away from them. And then I met Hubert. And then Hubert and I launched Trade the Markets in 2002. And about that time also, I'd been approached by McGraw-Hill to write a book on trading. It was just, I had been started speaking at some of the circuits and stuff like that. And the book came out, and we really latched on to the idea of having the book out there and then driving traffic to the website. And then we really got into the idea of, you know, we ran across some material like from Ryan Dice and from you and about, well, you know, there's ways to set up a website so we can capture the most amount of traffic as possible. And that's where things kind of really took off. And so about, you know, 2004, 2005, the website just really took off to where, you know, it eclipsed seven figures and kind of formed the basis of what everything we do today. And, you know, a lot of it was just kind of using some of the simple techniques that we learned just from a lot of the people that you brought to Underground and different things like that. But the real basis of it was, because we had to be really careful, is in the financial arena, you can't do guarantees and different things like that. And so we were real conscious of trying to keep our name as clean as possible. And, you know, the bottom line was we'd have talks like, okay, if we do this, are we going to prison, yes or no? And if the answer was yes or maybe, we'd say no. And so it really came down to providing a lot of free content and making our free content as good or better than other people's paid content, and so that people would look at the free content and after a couple of months say, wow, this is so good, I got to try their paid content. And that's been the basic formula that we've used since, you know, 2004, 2005. And when we switched to that, that's when we really saw an explosion in growth.
All right, so talk about that a little bit. I mean, it's almost like everyone hears the model of, I don't know, that there's so much free stuff out there. How are you gonna charge for anything online? You just said, you know, your free stuff is as good or better than a lot of the paid stuff out there. So how are you getting people? I mean, easy to get people on the free side, I guess, but we could talk about that. But how are you getting people to pay for what they're just getting for free, or it seems like they're getting for free?
Yeah, I think what we found is it is a fine line, because I've met people who've been on our list for 8 years. They're like, yeah, I get your free videos every night. And I was like, have you bought anything from us? And they're like, no, the free videos are so good. And so there is that element to it. But what I found, and when those, a lot of times when those people actually try the premium videos, then they're like, oh, okay, we get it. So there's a couple of tricks that we found for that. One is the free videos are generally very short, 2 to 3 minutes. And one of the things that we did that really helped convert people to the premium is that we would start off on the free video and say we would analyze one market. And we'd go into depth and say, okay, here's the stock, this is what we're looking at on the S&P 500. Now let's go ahead and take a look at the euro on the premium video, and then it would just cut off. So for people who are watching the free video, they realize that they're missing something, that there's something else that they, you know, now they don't have access to. And then on the bottom of the video, there'd just be a link to say, hey, sign up for a 30-day trial to the premium video. So once we did that, that actually took us to the next level.
Okay, so letting them know that, hey, you're getting good stuff, but by the way, there's some more stuff behind the door.
Absolutely, and just hammering them all the time on that. Just, you know, the free stuff is great. And if they're interested in that one thing we talked about on the free video, then that's great. But, you know, letting them know that now we're going to talk about these four other things in the premium video, and we're going to get started right now, and then it just cuts off. And so that, you know, they're missing out on that. So just letting them know that they are missing out on more information.
So your model, you know, if you're going to describe it to people, is it's a video a day, so giving great free content every single day. Is that what you would tell people to start doing right now if they were thinking about taking their expertise or you know, there's another option we'll talk about in a minute with the publishing, which is an interesting side of what you've been doing. But, you know, so let's say you're talking to somebody who wants to take their expertise out there, put up a membership site like you guys have. Where would you tell them to, you know, what model would you tell them to follow?
The thing, and there's a fine line here, because you're right. If you give away too much for free, then people will just say, well, that's good enough. I don't need additional information from that. And from what I've seen and what we've seen with other people who have done sites and things like this is, you know, a lot of it is just like, you know, say that there's, you know, 10 tips for something or whatever it is. It's, you know, I'll talk obviously about the financial markets, but I've seen this kind of work in, you know, the health and fitness industry and things like that. But it is posting something that people can find useful. I like at least a couple times a week. You know, for us, we'll do it 5 days a week, you know, essentially the days that the markets are open. But it's something where they get it in their inbox and they find that it's useful. It's something that they can use that day. And then at the end of that, just letting them know that, and by the way, you know, here's one tip that you can use today. And now I'm going to talk about the next three here on this premium content. And a company that actually does this really well is the Wall Street Journal site. And the Wall Street Journal, and we've studied that, is they have content on their site, and some of it's free, and then some of it's premium. And, you know, you can go through and read a free article, or you can read maybe the first paragraph of a free article, and then to read the rest, you have to be a member. And I thought that was really intriguing, because it gives you enough information. But every once in a while something will come along and you'll say, gosh, I really want to see the rest of that. And that's the idea there. You're giving them enough information to keep them interested and to make it a valuable resource, but then coming along and letting them know that, you know, there is more valuable information here, and all you have to do is, you know, sign up here to try it out.
Okay. And you guys, you know, you've been running your membership now for several years, and what I was hinting at before, that question, and maybe we'll talk about it right now, is that you guys have now started taking on other people to publish, right?
Yeah, you know, this is something where it kind of hit. I think it was about the time that we did the underground event, and we kind of noticed out there that there were a lot of people, at least in our niche in trading, that were good traders, but they didn't know when it came to the internet. I mean, you know, they didn't know their ass from a hole in the ground. I mean, pretty much, it was just they just didn't know what was going on, and we thought, well, gosh, that's something that we've, over the last 5 years, we've done all this stuff. And so we could find these guys and say, okay, maybe they were, you know, doing something where they were coaching and making like $5,000 a month. And we'd put together a website for them. And we do a lot of natural SEO, just throwing good original content out there. And for people who don't like to write, and if you like to talk, you can just, you know, do videos, do Camtasia videos, have them transcribed, and just get that up there. But just make it original content. It really pays off. And what happens is people then start coming to the site, and we've had a couple of people who, you know, were doing, and, you know, people that had books and things like that were doing like $5,000 or $6,000 a month on their own, selling some indicators and trying to do some subscriptions, and we will bring them under this umbrella, and 6 months later they're doing 50, 60, and sometimes six figures a month, and it's been phenomenal. It doesn't, for some, it's a tough mix. Sometimes some people just don't catch on. You know, some people, when they're doing their free content, you're listening to it and it's just not enthusiastic. Like, you can kind of, like, they're holding back. And what I found the most successful ones is that, you know, they give enthusiastic, useful content in the free stuff that makes people intrigued enough to want to know what they're doing with the premium.
Right. And so you guys have been running these membership sites now for other people, for yourselves. What do you think are a couple key lessons that you've learned along the way on making these work?
Yeah, it's always interesting on a journey like this, because what I've always found is that, you know, I don't know how this works for you, but there's some things that'll come along and you think, wow, this is a great idea. and it'll fall flat on its face, and other things that are kind of like a half thought, like, oh yeah, let's do that, and it turns into the stellar workable thing. And so one of the main things I've learned is that you just got to try stuff. So if you have, you know, different ideas and things like that, just bootstrap it, find the low cost way to do it, and see what the results are. And if you are interested in trying to publish other personalities, is you kind of need to do a trial run with that personalities. If somebody's like a prima donna, there's pros and cons of working with people like that. And the only way you find out is that you just have to try it out. And so what we started doing is, you know, for people that we weren't really sure about, is, you know, having an out clause for us as well and say, look, we'll get you set up, we'll get this going, you know, let's try it for 6 months. And if they don't get it, just kind of having an out clause where, you know, it's like, look, this isn't working, and, you know, you can have the site that we built for you. Our costs, we tell them up front, you know, it's like our costs were, you know, say $12,500 plus we dealt this, and if you just want to buy it, you can have it and do it on your own, or you can go do whatever you want. Usually, if it's going to be successful, you'll know within about 6 months.
That's interesting. So if someone that wants to put up a membership site right now, there's obviously almost like the, you know, Mercedes solutions, and then there's sort of like, you know, stuff to get it up and going that are probably good enough. Where's your thinking on what resources or tools that they should be thinking about?
I go back and forth on that, and Huber and I debate this a lot. We essentially have used Membergate a lot for everything, and we really like it. It's a little bit more higher-end solution. No solution is perfect, but what I really like about it is how they handle multiple memberships and their back end and how they handle everything there. However, today you can do a WordPress with a MemberWing, you know, script, and you can do essentially the same thing. So it just kind of depends how comfortable you are. If you, if you have somebody who's kind of a WordPress guru and can help you set that up, and, you know, you can go on Elance and find someone to do that. It's a very, very low-cost solution to get going. You can get a website, membership website for going for less than $500. The Membergate is, I think now it runs about $3,500. We run 15 different Membergate sites right now. And so far, we just continue to be very, very happy with them. They keep coming out with new updates. But there's definitely an advantage to using, if you just want to try something out, just throwing something up on a WordPress site and driving traffic to it.
Right.